Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Starlight on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. There's the new Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted in that instance by Morten Gould with an original Christmas tune of Gould's called Home for Christmas here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues on a Wednesday afternoon with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. A bit later, they have for us from Ray Vaughan Williams a dazzling suite for viola and orchestra. But for the most part this noon hour, we're enjoying holiday carols. A bit later, a suite of ancient Latin carols put on by the Washington Saxophone Quartet. Support for classical music on KPR today comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence. Servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. Well, we'll settle back next with the Montreal musicians, I Musici de Montreal and conductor Yuli Turovsky, with Holiday Carols. Onward next on Kansas Public Radio. Christmas carols and holiday cheer with the musicians of I Musici de Montreal, led by Yuli Turovsky, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 now, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, joining us in about 10 minutes' time with a suite for viola and orchestra by Ray Vaughan Williams. Classical music and holiday cheer till 3 p.m. this afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of this region's biggest challenges. Delivered weekly to email inboxes. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe. And Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. On the KU campus at the moment, 42 degrees. It won't get much warmer for this afternoon, a high only around 43. Sunny skies, though. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 29. Tomorrow's another sunny day, and temperatures should reach the low 50s. But it looks like some chilly winter temperatures will be in store for us over the weekend. We're with next, the Washington Saxophone Quartet. We have another medley of carols for the holidays from a different era. Though, we'll listen to a collection of ancient Latin Christmas carols next on KPR. A suite of ancient Latin carols, many which form the basis of modern Christmas tunes, a performance by the Washington Saxophone Quartet, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:32 now. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, and the music continues till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and, of course, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. We want to say thanks as well to one and all who made a gift during KPR's recent winter quiet drive. We finished up with almost $41,000 pledged by our listeners to support KPR's award-winning programming. There is always time for you to join the KPR community of listener members. Just visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and do your part by making a year-end donation today. Again, thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. Well, now it's time for, as promised, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Conductor Martin Brabins, and with them, Lawrence Power, viola player. We've got a suite by English composer Ray Vaughan Williams, one that he completed in 1934, working at that time for the English violist Lionel Tertis, Suite for Viola and Small Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends that Suite for Viola and Small Orchestra, completed in 1934 by Rayfawn Williams. And we listen to the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conductor Martin Brabbins, and the viola played by one Lawrence Power, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 1 p.m. now, stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, we'll bring you another suite, one from around the same time, called Church Windows by Ottorino Respighi, along with a beautiful violin and harp sonata, and more music for the holidays. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857, open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com. All things considered this afternoon, from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That is the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and its conductor Christopher Hogwood. A holiday tune for you by composer Bohuslav Martineau, Merry Christmas, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got in this hour the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra joining us a bit later with the suite Church Windows by Ottorino Respighi. That and much more still to come. On a Wednesday afternoon, support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. What we have for you now is a little chamber music from 19th century German composer and violinist Louis Spohr, one of his sonatas for violin. This is a little atypical of violin sonatas of this kind, as it's written for violin as well as harp accompaniment, as opposed to piano. It's typical of the type of sonata that Louis Spohr wrote to perform alongside his wife Dorette, who was a gifted harpist. Today we'll hear this sonata played by violinist Sophie Langdon and harpist Hugh Webb on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata for violin and harp in B-flat major by the German violinist and composer Louis Spohr, performed by violinist Sophie Langdon and harpist Hugh Webb on Kansas Public Radio. It's just about ticked over to 1:30, and that's about half an hour until our next NPR News update with classical music till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging big band. That's the formula at a Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. Better hurry for your tickets. The show is Saturday night at Liberty Hall. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com in the Liberty Hall box office. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We're joined now by the Cincinnati Symphony and conductor Jesus Lopez Cobos. Music by Italian composer Ottorino Respighi from 1925. A suite for orchestra that invites us to imagine the radiance of sunlight pouring through the stained glass windows of a cathedral. In music rendered some biblical passages, the flight into Egypt, St. Michael the Archangel, the matins of St. Clair and St. Gregory the Great, in Respighi's Church Windows, with the Cincinnati Symphony, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conductor Jesus Lopez Cobos, and the 1925 Orchestral Suite, Church Windows, by Ottorino Respighi, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classics continue on in the next hour, where we have music by Antonio Vivaldi, Carl Maria von Weber, as well as the Orchestra of St. Luke's and soprano Kathleen Battle, for the festival for Christmas time, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting A Festival of Joy, featuring a variety of choral classics, Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's Layla Foss.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Holzberg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Jackie Northam, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Moscow Chamber Orchestra there, conducted by Konstantin Orbelian, and music by Tchaikovsky from his collection of The Seasons, 12-movement orchestral creation, each representing a different month. And as you may have guessed, that was number 12 from The Seasons, December, or Christmas time, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have you along once more. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Between now and then, the Orchestra of St. Luke's and soprano Kathleen Battle will be along with an American Christmas festival. Also music in the form of a concert piece for piano and orchestra by Carl Maria von Weber, all just ahead of us as classics continue on. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. We're with the Philharmonia Virtuosi next, conductor Richard Kapp, and violinist Paul Peabody, to enjoy Antonio Vivaldi and one of his many marvelous violin concertos, this one the 11th concerto of Opus 8, on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Concerto number 11, in D of Opus 8, by Antonio Vivaldi, a performance by the Philharmonia Orchestra. Richard Kapp leading the ensemble with violinist Paul Peabody here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:23 now. Another concert piece, one for piano and orchestra, awaiting us in the second half of the hour. Concert piece for piano by Carl Maria von Weber, the Berlin Symphony. In just a few minutes here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair, Saturday and Sunday, at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. And the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku, KPR.edu. Next on KPR, it's Holiday Fun with the Orchestra of St. Luke's and soprano Kathleen Battle. Andre Previn leading the ensemble with An American Christmas Festival on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for the Orchestra and Choir of St. Luke's, soprano Kathleen Battle, and guests and conductor Andre Previn with An American Christmas Festival here on Kansas Public Radio. The vibe of that music is going to be very similar to a concert taking place this weekend, one that we've been talking about quite a bit, because time is running out for KPR's Big Band Christmas, which is on Saturday night at Liberty Hall, featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out early, so better get your tickets right now. Available in person at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster.com. All the details about this Saturday's Big Band Christmas concert are at KansasPublicRadio.org. Perhaps a Big Band Christmas may not be your thing, but if you need something to do this Saturday evening, maybe check out the Lawrence Civic Choir's holiday concert, A Festival of Joy, which is also on Saturday the 13th at 7:30 p.m. at First Church Lawrence at 946 Vermont Street. It, too, will be a fantastic holiday celebration, and you can find out more about the Lawrence Civic Choir's holiday concert by checking out the Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page. Support for classical music comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at the Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. One more performance for our afternoon, the Berlin Symphony Orchestra and pianist Roland Keller with a concert piece for piano and orchestra by Carl Maria von Weber on KPR. The Berlin Symphony Orchestra, pianist Roland Keller, and music by Carl Maria von Weber, concert piece for piano and orchestra in F minor on Kansas Public Radio. Which just about brings us to an end of another afternoon of classics and holiday offerings. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow, but keep it tuned right here for All Things Considered, and then Classics with Destiny this evening from 7 to 9. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube.